This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has called for united global action against terrorism, radicalization, and extremism, citing them as the biggest threats to regional peace and trust. Addressing the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Defense Ministers meeting at Qingdao in China today, Mr. Singh said peace and prosperity cannot coexist with terrorism. Referring to the heinous Pahalgam terror attack that killed 26 civilians, including a Nepali national, Mr. Singh said India exercised its right to self-defense through Operation Sindoor to dismantle cross-border terror infrastructure.
We reiterate the need to hold the perpetrators, organizers, financiers, and sponsors of reprehensible acts of terrorism, including cross-border terrorism, accountable and bring them to justice.
India has strongly rejected Pakistan's nefarious agenda at the United Nations Security Council, UNSC, accusing Islamabad of attempting to deflect attention from its own human rights violations and state-sponsored cross-border terrorism. India's permanent representative to the UN, Ambassador P. Harish, issued a sharp rebuttal during the UNSC's Open Debate on Children and Armed Conflict, CAC, calling out Pakistan for misusing the platform and violating the Council's agenda. The Indian envoy labelled Pakistan as one of the grave violators of the CAC agenda, citing not only the systemic abuse of children within Pakistan's borders, but also the impact of its military operations in Afghanistan's border areas, where children have suffered casualties due to cross-border shelling and airstrikes by Pakistani forces. Indian Air Force Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla is on his way to create history by becoming the first Indian to reach the International Space Station, ISS. The Axiom 4 mission, carrying Group Captain Shukla and three other crew members, is set to dock with the ISS at 4:30 p.m. today. Dragon is carrying AX-4 Commander Peggy Whitson, Pilot Shubhanshu Shukla, and mission specialists Slavoj Uznansky-Wisniewski and Tibor Kapu. In a message from space before docking, Mr. Shukla said he is thrilled to be with his fellow astronauts and called it a collective achievement for the space journey.
नमस्कार एक छोटा सा संदेश मेरे सारे देशवासियों के लिए एक महीने क्वारंटीन में रहने के बाद कल हम लोग लॉन्च पैड 39 से लॉन्च हुए जहां से अपोलो 11 मिशन भी लॉन्च हुआ था इस समय स्पेस में बहुत प्राउड फील कर रहा हूं अभी हम लोग कुछ ही घंटों में आईएसएस में डॉक करेंगे और फिर हम इंटरनेशनल स्पेस स्टेशन पे जाके रहेंगे बट कहीं ना कहीं ये भी दर्शाता है कि ये भारत के ह्यूमन स्पेस प्रोग्राम की एक छोटा सा स्टेप पर एक बहुत सॉलिड और स्टेडी स्टेप है उस डायरेक्शन में जिस तरफ हम जा रहे हैं गगनयान जैसे मिशन को लेके तो मैं चाहता हूं कि आप सब मेरी इस जर्नी का हिस्सा बने आप भी उतना ही प्राउड फील करें जितना मैं फील कर रहा हूं बिकॉज़ ये हमारी एस्पिरेशंस को दर्शाता है कि हम किस तरफ जाना चाहते हैं
Under Operation Sindhu, 272 more Indian nationals have been evacuated from Iran. The special flight, which arrived in New Delhi from Mashhad in the early hours of today, also carried three Nepalese citizens. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that so far, a total of 3,426 Indian nationals have been brought back to India from Iran under Operation Sindhu. Himachal Pradesh experienced heavy monsoon rainfall in the past 24 hours. During this period, reports of cloud bursts and flooding have emerged from various parts of the state. According to information received so far, five people have lost their lives in these incidents. According to the Met Department, the state is likely to experience heavy to very heavy rainfall over the next 6 days. In a tragic accident this morning in Gholtir, located in Uttarakhand's Rudraprayag district, a tempo traveller fell into the Alaknanda River, resulting in the deaths of three people. Nine individuals are still missing and a large-scale rescue and relief operation is currently underway to locate them. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading around 0.4% up in forenoon trade today amid mixed global cues. On the sectoral front, oil and gas, energy and financial services were leading the gains, while declines were seen in realty, media and PSU banks. The 30-share BSE Sensex rose 320 points to 83,076. And with that, we end this news bulletin.